School days. I went to a grammar school in London. It was an all-boys school and we had to wear a uniform. I remember that the uniform was quite expensive. Black trousers, a brown jacket and a brown and yellow tie. I hated it. When I left school at 17, I remember tearing off the sleeves of my jacket and cutting it into pieces. We lived a long way from the school, and my mum used to take me in the car. I hated that too. Most of my friends went by bus or walked to school. I would look carefully from the inside of the car before I kissed a goodbye, in case any of my friends were watching. In the third year, when I was about 14, the school changed from an all-boys school to a mixed school, boys and girls. Although the girls were 3 years younger than us, we were all really excited. We gave the girls marks out of 10 for attractiveness and sexiness, and it wasn't long before some of my mates had girlfriends in the school. I fancied two or three girls, but I was too shy to tell them. In the games lessons, we had to play rugby in the winter and cricket in the summer. Rugby was okay, but most of us hated cricket. Such a boring game. We played football whenever we could, before school, after school, in the break time, and during the dinner hour. We lived and breathed football. We had a diverse range of teachers. They were all different. Some we liked, some we hated, some we feared, and some we fancied. I was in love with my French teacher, Mrs. Cooper. Although she was married, I always sat at the front of the class and fantasized about making love to her in Paris. French was my favorite subject. For English, we had Mr. Wells. He was an extrovert homosexual who wore a purple jacket and used to hit us hard on the head if we behaved badly. Once, he broke his leg and came to the school with a walking stick. When we misbehaved, he would hit us with the stick. That was really painful. I really enjoyed school. I think I was probably lucky to have gone to a good school and to have had lots of friends. I'm still in touch with some of them, despite the fact that I left school more than 40 years ago. Are school days the best days of your life? Well, maybe not for everyone, but I think for me they were.